Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Talking about it, teachers now, because there's lots of texts on teachers. I'll just give you one of those at the moment. It says, it's no wonder young teachers are leaving the country. Outside Dublin, it's next to impossible to get a permanent job. They have to keep changing schools each year as principals don't let them stay 2 years. My daughter is 7 years on this merry-go-round, says that texter. And on that issue now, young teachers are warning that their profession is overwhelmed and at breaking point due to teacher shortages and cost of living pressures. They've been gathering at the INTO Trade Union Congress in Derry over the past few days, and our reporter Una Kelly is there. Una, some of them describe their jobs as firefighting rather than meaningful teaching.
Yes, they're firefighting in the sense of the pressures of dealing with the impact of teacher shortages in their schools. Now, the INTO is the country's biggest teachers' union. Delegates have just left the Millennium Forum here in Derry, where they gathered over the past few days for their conference. The General Secretary of the union, John Boyle, said to the conference that there were more than 2,000 long-term vacancies in schools, as well as many short-term vacancies. Teachers here said the shortage on teachers piles pressure on those who are already in the profession, and the teachers I spoke to link the shortage to the housing crisis and cost of living pressures, with some struggling to pay rent on a teacher's salary in a city. They say their colleagues are moving abroad or leaving the profession altogether. Take Sarah Morris, for example. She's 31 and she's been a teacher for 11 years. Now, she views her job as a vocation, but in the summer, she's leaving. She's from Dublin and she works at a school in Dublin, but she was forced to move further out to County Louth as she couldn't afford to rent in the city. She now spends an average of 3 hours every day commuting to and from work.
It adds a lot of pressure, a lot of stress. There can be times in the morning where I'll spend 2 hours in the car before I get to the kids. I might be late at that point, depending on traffic. I'm stressed, I'm flustered. My energy levels are definitely lower because I'm spending so much time traveling. It means I'm not as ready to be engaging and enthusiastic with the kids. If I'm feeling very frustrated from the morning and that, it can be hard to kind of switch up and be ready for the day. It's a really hard balance to strike. I think teaching has changed massively, even in the 11 years since I started. I have a really big interest in special ed and working with kids with additional needs. When I came out of college, it was much easier to do that. I mean, schools they had adequate staff. If you were working in learning support or resource, you had your timetable, you could go down, support the kids you were meant to be supporting, whether it was taking a group out for support, going in class to support, whatever it was. Your timetable was there, and it was very rare that it would be deviated from. As the years went on, it became more and more that the special ed teachers were being used to cover mainstream classes when teachers were absent. Which means the special ed timetable just wasn't being covered. The kids with additional needs weren't getting support. You were basically being used as a substitute. And it's not the fault of the principal. I mean, what can they do if there's no teacher in front of the class? They can't leave the class with no one. So the special ed teacher is pulled, and that became really, really frustrating. I went into mainstream in the thought that I could support my kids better if I was with them all day long. But I find it can be quite unfair on the other children in the class. A lot of my time is spent trying to support children who are struggling. Therapies, waiting lists for therapies and for supports and for assessments and psychologists, they're just crazy. I mean, 6 years people can be waiting for supports. In the meantime, those kids are struggling in the classroom, and the other kids around them are struggling. And the teachers are struggling. And we're trying to fix a system that is really understaffed and is really, really struggling.
What needs to change?
We need the teachers. I myself am looking at moving away now in the summer to Canada. I think the system here, I'm burnt out. The system here, I'm doing the work of probably three teachers, and I'm really tired all the time, and not just in a physical sense. I suppose you're battling every day to do your best for the kids in front of you. That's what we all do all day long, but there's no job satisfaction in feeling like you're failing the children. So yeah, I mean, people talk about bringing young teachers back from abroad, I don't know how easy it is to do that. I mean, the cost of living in Dublin or other high pressure areas, it's not feasible for teachers. It's not feasible for people to live in these areas, and that's where the jobs are.
Are you planning on coming back from Canada at some stage?
Honestly, I don't know. Never say never. I'm going on a temporary basis for now, but if I find that the quality of life is better, I think it would be difficult to convince me to come back. Life here is young people are struggling to buy houses, to have places to live, to kind of set down long-term roots. I don't know if I'll come back.
Goodness, Una, that's very pessimistic, isn't it? And she explains very well why she got to that point. Sarah Morris there speaking to you. Now, the INTO has called for a so-called Dublin allowance to address the cost of living issues. Now, is that discussed at the Congress this year?
Yes, so last year, Sarah, the INTO back calls for an extra payment to compensate for higher living costs in Dublin and other urban areas. Now, it was still a topic of conversation here today. The Education Minister, Norma Foley, had been speaking at the conference earlier in the week. She pointed to the new public sector pay deal as a means to address issues relating to pay. The new pay agreement will increase the starting pay for a teacher to around €46,000. Some delegates here are not in favour of a Dublin allowance, feeling that it would only end up pushing up house prices. But some, like Ruth Judge, feel it would begin to help. She's a teacher from the Midlands, but she's teaching and living in Dublin. She says she doesn't know any other teachers her age renting in the city at the moment. And she reckons around 90% of her class, the teachers she trained with, are now abroad. It's made her think carefully about her own future.
This comes up every single September. Will I leave Dublin? Will I leave Dublin? And people ask me, why are you still in Dublin? You know, leave Dublin, go somewhere else, go abroad, go down the country. And then we look at teacher supply down the country, the jobs are not there at the same time. So you're kind of hemmed into staying in Dublin, paying the colossal rent and having very little money from paycheck to paycheck, or move down the country, very few job prospects, but possibly have, you know, maybe in the future be able to at least purchase a home down the country.
Would a lot of your peers be doing long commutes?
Oh, of course. You know, an awful lot of teachers who teach in Dublin now are commuting long, long distances, getting up very, very early in the morning, you know, 6 a.m, getting into the car, getting to the train, travelling long distances to head to work in the city, and not just in Dublin City, but, you know, in other urban areas. And yes, long commutes, you know, but we've had this issue for the last couple of years. This is not new for teachers. I suppose with the cost of living and the housing crisis in urban areas, you know, we need to tackle these big issues if we are to keep our teachers in the urban areas where the work and employment is.
Would a Dublin allowance help?
Of course, and I really feel a Dublin allowance. We had it last year at Congress 2023. It was just touched on very briefly for 2024. Of course, it would help. It would put money in, for example, younger teachers' pockets who work and live in these high-pressure rent areas. Of course, an allowance would help us.
Separately then, Una, to teacher shortages, the INTO today has also passed a motion to seek that the requirement for the so-called religious certificate be done away with.
Yes, so the union, the INTO, has now been instructed by its members to engage with the Catholic Church for the removal of a controversial religious education qualification that's currently required by all teachers who wish to teach in Catholic primary schools. Around 93% of primary schools in Ireland are currently Catholic, and the requirement that teachers have this religious certification and qualification is seen as a barrier to employment for teachers who aren't Catholic. Now, the union will also survey members on whether they believe Catholic faith formation should take place in schools and whether primary schools should be secular or religious. Speakers at the Congress said that Irish society has changed and that schools must too.
Una, thank you very much for joining us with that. I'm really interested to hear from teachers in relation to some of those issues raised, indeed all of those issues raised. What do you think about a Dublin allowance, for example, and where would that leave teachers in other parts of the country? You can text us to 51551.